ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Hello, I'm Sana Qadar, and this is Mind Hacks, All in the Mind's midweek mini episode, where we catch up with the experts we've spoken to in our main show and ask them a few simple questions about the mental health tools they use in their own lives. What do they love, hate, and what do they avoid? Today, it is health journalist and author of Next of Kin, Casey Barros. Hi, Casey.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming back. Okay, love. What is one mental health tool, strategy, or practice, or piece of advice that has made a real difference to you?
It would have to be self-compassion, but probably through a slightly different lens. And I'm going to borrow from mindset coach Ben Crowe here. He talks about this idea of our inner critic versus our inner fan. For me, that vernacular, the inner critic, inner fan, that doesn't really work for me. So I've kind of taken it and given it my own spin, which is the builder and the heckler.
So I spend
a lot of my time on stage with a microphone and I think about these two different types of people in the audience. One is the heckler up the back and one is the supporter, the builder, the person who really needs to be in the room and is sitting there gobbling up every little bit of wisdom that you've got. And so I have been asking myself, who has the microphone right now? Mm-hmm. Whoever has the microphone has the loudest voice. And so I've started kind of imagining physically taking the microphone off of the heckler
and
handing it to the builder and saying, heckler, you're not in charge today. The builder's in charge. And so that's just my version of kind of asking ourselves, who is the person that is speaking to me right now? Is it a person who is in support of me, or is it a person who's trying to tear me down?
I'm going to use that. I'm going to steal that. Okay. Hate. What is the biggest stressor in your life right now and how are you managing it?
Oh, look, there's a few to choose from. I think the one that people might be able to relate to that I'm certainly going through at the moment is this real tension between wanting more and wanting less. So let me explain. On the one hand, I have this real hunger for more influence, more impact, more contribution, more intimacy, more connection. And I guess, in short, to build this big life. And on the other hand, I have this real genuine desire for less, less time on my phone, fewer decisions to be made, less stress, less unread books on my nightstand, less junk in my cupboards.
Casey, are you talking about my brain or your brain? What is happening right now? Sorry, carry on.
I'm really glad that you said that because I'm having this conversation a lot and it feels like we are stuck between these two worlds of complete overwhelm and complete underwhelm. Why can we not be perfectly whelmed in the middle?
I want to be whelmed. That's right.
I want to be whelmed too. And, you know, I think a lot about, is this what midlife looks like?
Is it
just the current climate? And I don't know the answer to that, but I am exploring it in my next book because I think it's this really fascinating topic and I hold both every day. I do want all of those things. And I think a lot of people are feeling the same.
Love that. Okay. Avoid. What is one mental health practice or trend or gimmick that you think people would be better off treating with caution and why?
I don't know if it's a mental health practice, but what I'm seeing a lot of is all of us outsourcing our sort of personal and unique direction, our compass, to other people's. And I think it's inherent actually in who we follow online and particularly inherent in that word, who we follow. You know, when we are ambitious or aspirational, we often seek out other people's maps from where they were to where they're trying to go. And I can't tell you how many subscriptions and courses and free PDF downloads I have in my inbox that I have never opened. And I think that's a trap because our own voice is way, way more important. Like, I think we've sort of outsourced everything that we want. And I think that that's a real shame. You know, what is success? What is health? What is connection? What is family? That is so different between me and you and the person who's listening. It's personal. And so I try really hard to teach people to tap back in to that inner compass.
All right, final question. What is the biggest thing that people might get wrong about your experience as a carer? Are there any misconceptions you'd like to clear up?
Yes, probably that you are in for the worst time of your life. It is going to be an incredibly rough ride. What I think people don't talk about enough is how magical it is, how powerfully transformative it can be for not just you, but the person that you're caring for. I am forever changed from having had that experience of caring for my father. It's time with him that I will never get back. And don't get me wrong, I will not paint a rosy picture full of ice cream and ponies and butterflies. It was not like that. But there were moments frequently where we would be laughing or cheersing a glass together or cooking a meal or crying at a silly TV show, both wearing his socks, lying on his bed, where I thought, like, this is it. Like, this is as good as it gets. And I know that that sounds kind of silly and idealistic.
It sounds beautiful.
But those are the moments that I will never, ever, ever forget. I totally understand there are all different people listening to this. Some people will be able to step up. Some people will need to keep working full time. You know, our healthcare system and the planet is about as far from equitable as can be. And if you can step up in whatever way you can, lean in, spend more time, have the hard conversations, say the things. If you can do that in whatever variation it is available to you, I don't think that there are any experiences in life that pack that sort of emotional punch and that transform you in quite the same way. So I think the misconception is that it's all going to be doom and gloom and awful, and that I just don't think that's the truth. That's certainly not in my experience anyway.
That's a beautiful reframe and a beautiful lens to sort of throw on that experience. So thank you. Thanks, Casey, for coming back on.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio, and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.